Monday's release of body-worn camera footage that shows the officer-involved fatal shooting of Danquarius Franklin has provided some answers, but also a lot of questions. CMPD says when Officer Wendy Curl encountered 27-year-old Franklin, Curl perceived an imminent threat. She fired her weapon twice. Many community members who have viewed the video argue Franklin was in the process of dropping his gun when he was shot. CMPD points out officers asked him to drop his gun numerous times. Officer Curl is white. Franklin was black. This story has been in the news all week. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia is here to break down what we do and don't know at this point. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark.
What led Officer Curl to firing her weapon in the first place?
Well, CMPD says on Monday morning of March 25th, 911 calls started to come in about a man with a gun in a Burger King in West Charlotte. And the first caller said a person entered the Burger King, walked up behind the counter with a gun, and pointed it at an employee. The second caller said a person approached her in a vehicle in the parking lot and pulled out a gun. Officers Wendy Curl and Officer Larry Deal were dispatched to the fast food restaurant, and body cam video shows that they arrived around the same time with Deal's vehicle in front of Curl's. They observed Franklin squatting next to an open door passenger, the front door of a passenger door of a vehicle that was parked outside of the main entrance of the Burger King. And the footage shows Franklin with his left hand between his legs. He was told at least 24 times by both officers to drop his weapon. He then moves his right hand in a downward direction holding a gun, and it appears the butt of the gun is facing the passenger, the barrel pointed at Franklin. Curl, who CMPD says perceived an imminent deadly threat, fires two shots at Franklin while he moves his hand, striking him. As officers continued to demand for him to drop the gun, it appears Franklin says to officers, "You told me to," while he slowly slumps to the ground, and those appear to be the last words he said before he died. When Curl moves towards Franklin's body, she picks up a gun from the ground, and Franklin was transported to Atrium Health eventually, where he was pronounced deceased a short time later.
Okay. Now, Sarah, the entire body cam video, we understand, is about 11 minutes long. Why was only 2 minutes 20 seconds of this video released?
Well, Charlotte City Attorney Patrick Baker told the Charlotte Observer this week that city officials will conduct a review to determine why the full video has not been released and whether more footage can be released to the public. But the full video has been showed to city council members. Council member Braxton Winston told the Observer the unreleased footage shows Curl's initial reaction after shooting Franklin, as she explains to other officers why she fired her weapon. And Winston said he's troubled by the full length video because it doesn't show officers administering aid to Franklin after he's shot. He's told the paper that it's not until about the 8-minute mark that paramedics appear and give Franklin medical attention.
And is there other video in addition to the body cam footage? And if so, why have we not seen that?
Well, Chief Putney has confirmed that the footage released was the only body camera footage available, and Putney said there is no dash cam footage. Putney said there is other video, but it will not be released as it could hurt the investigation. It's unclear, though, what other footage there is besides this unreleased portion from Curl's body camera. WBTV filed a motion for CMPD to show why it should not be held in contempt of court for not releasing all the video. Superior Court Judge Forrest Bridges today scheduled a hearing for Tuesday. In addition, the Charlotte Observer filed a motion for CMPD to release all recordings related to the shooting.
Sarah, what has Chief Putney's reaction been to the video this week?
At a news conference the day after the video's release, Putney shared his reactions.
This is one of the most troubling videos I've seen. It is. It's one of the most troubling videos I've seen. And the truth of the matter is, I'm happy that there are many levels of accountability. There are. And here's the other piece. I'm not going to defend a thing. That's not my job.
And what about community reaction to the video?
Well, people have gathered in Marshall Park to express outrage at the video and CMPD, and the Burger King parking lot where Franklin was killed has become a meeting place for local activists to hold demonstrations and press conferences. The community has also had the opportunity to address CMPD head-on at various events the police have held at local churches this week. Chief Putney said these events were opportunities for people to vent and express their feelings. And people brought up questions about training available to police, especially when it comes to de-escalation.
And speaking of training, Sarah, CMPD does something called crisis intervention training. Have officers Wendy Curl and Larry Deal completed that training?
No, neither Officer Curl nor Officer Deal completed crisis intervention training, which prepares officers to interact with people in crisis or with mental illness. And when asked about this, CMPD said, quote, CIT training is not mandatory. However, 47% or of our patrol officers and patrol sergeants have been through the program. For further context, if you look at the entire sworn department, we are at 36% of all sworn have complete CIT training. This is significantly higher than the national average of 25%.
Very briefly, Sarah, what happens now?
Well, we're waiting for CMPD to complete their investigation. That could be as early as next Friday, April 26th. Then it's handed over to the DA's office for review, which typically takes 90 days.
That's WFAE Sarah D'Elia, and this is 90.7 WFAE.